Merseyside.
And an absolute classic from Graham Sharp.
Four goals for John Aldridge.
0151 4720 967.
The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie.
On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Good evening, welcome along to the Radio City Legends. Monday evening, John Aldridge has had his feet up over the weekend and it might just continue tonight as well. Graham Sharp's here, ready for action. He's going to captain the side tonight for the next hour. 0151 4720 967. 4720 967, Radio City Legends. So if it's Marco Silva you want to talk about, Idrissa Gueye, or anything on the Liverpool front. I'm not sure what the topics are. What are the topics, John, that you want to talk about?
I think Sharpie's got to, you know, be there for the Evertonians tonight. He's got to counsel people, you know, who's at the wit's end, you know. I think everyone's a little bit unlucky, to be fair, saying that to Sharpie, you know, the bad decision. Set plays, is you've got to be able to defend set plays. And if you can't do that, you're going to struggle. At the end of the day, they were always going to do that. So as a manager, Silva should have said, look, no silly free kicks in our last third. No silly throw-ins. Just play the game, because they were going down, actually, for the Millwall team. They were going down fairly easy, some of the plays, because they were trying to capitalise on putting Everton's defence under problem. And Sharpie's been going on about this for a long time now. And it's, from what I see, it's not really been addressed. And Everton were caught out the weekend.
You called for character last week. You said it twice on the show, didn't you?
No, I want to see something first.
Go on.
Why was VAR not allowed? Why was VAR not...
Yes, crazy.
Why is it allowed in some games in the FA Cup and not in others? That's wrong.
Well, it's only at Premier League grounds. And again, we've discussed this on the show before. It's because Premier League grounds are set up to operate it.
Well, surely to goodness, if it's the FA Cup, everybody should be the same. So it shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, you know, it's an advantage for some teams, isn't it?
That papers over the cracks. I'm not worried. But what I'm saying is, that's not fair, because on the following game, I think I watched the game on Sunday when it was brought in. It might have been Chelsea, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was the Chelsea-Sheff Wednesday game.
And it went to VAR. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if you're running a competition, surely the rules have got to be the same for every team that enters it. You know, immaterial whether your ground's fit to host VAR or not. You know, did you see his reaction, their manager? He was like turning around, shouting at the audio fellas, don't show it kind of thing. So listen, that, apart from that...
But it's right, Sharpie, no, because as a competition, it's got to be across the board. Now, it should come in maybe the quarter-final, and then see with the quarter-final. If there is a team, like a lower league team, get it, then we're going to have to put it on there some way or form. So it's right across the board. You can't just have, like, five matches who've got it and the others haven't. It's just not right, is it? It just doesn't make sense. You know, whoever's thought about that, they've made the right... Couplers of the lot, like, you know. I wasn't too sure about this before Friday. Is a good thing to have, but now seeing what's happened and how costly it is to teams like Everton and the Everton supporters that went down there in the droves, you know what I mean? It's wrong.
Could you see it straight away when it hit his arm?
I looked at the reaction there
because I could
absolutely.
Every Everton player reacted and said it was handball. So listen, whether you like VAR or not, I'm not too fussed about it, to be fair. But all I'm saying in that situation, I'm not saying that's the excuse. Any excuses, but that's wrong. That's wrong. The competition should be the competition. It shouldn't change your rules just because you've got more than anybody else or better facilities than anybody else. That's what, especially what the FA Cup's all about.
It should be fair across the board, but that wasn't the reason Everton lost.
No.
What's your assessment of the performance, the team's performance? And going back to what you were saying last week, you wanted fighters, you wanted character in the side. And after the game, Marco Silva questioned the character of some of the teams. He didn't name names, but he said there was definitely a question mark to be put against characters because you need big performances for occasions like that, and it didn't happen.
You do, because, let's be honest, Millwall aren't good, aren't great. That's been kind to them. But as we said in the show previously, before the game, that you have to stand up to them. You have to, like, it doesn't matter if you're 23 years of age or you're 33 years of age, you need to stand up and be counted. And we didn't have that. We had one or two, and especially the younger lads didn't feature. Calvert-Lewin and Lookman were anonymous. But that's not just blaming them. You know, a lot of senior players as well have got to take responsibility. We talk about it and how well the boy Dania's done since he's come over, but he gave away two free kicks. You wouldn't see it. If you'd done it on the Sunday league game, you'd get absolutely slaughtered with your mates. But again, he done it, gave away two cheap free kicks. And that's the way they were going to score. They talked about it before the game. They knew about it. Every team knows about it. We'll go to Huddersfield tomorrow. They'll know about it. They've done their homework in the first game at Goodison. They scored off a free kick, or a corner, sorry. So everybody knows Everton are weak from set pieces, but don't give it to them on the plate. You know, we gave away free kicks. And listen, people say, have you been working on the training ground? The manager says he has, kind of thing. In those situations, you need to roll your sleeves up and say, and somebody take responsibility and say, right, okay, fair enough, I'm going to defend it this way. And I just think that, and I know the manager's been in for a lot of stick and all that kind of thing, but players are on the pitch, need to take responsibility. They need to take ownership. If it's even to say, listen, I don't care what the gaffer says here, this is what we are doing now, we are going to defend it this way. The goalkeeper has more of a say, this is the way I want my defenders to be, and go and do the business. Don't wait and expect things to happen. They did do it and they got punished.
The final goal was an absolute shambles, wasn't it? There was four Millwall players.
You know, when
you
got the free kick, you're looking at it and thinking, they're going to score.
You thought it was going to happen, yeah.
You could see it, you know. We've seen that around at Liverpool at different games. Like, the Oldham game comes into mind when we got done. You just know. You know it's there. You know it's going to happen. You know, they're struggling off set pieces. And to be fair, the delivery was really good from Millwall. You give them credit for that. But they didn't defend it.
That's when you want, in that time of the game, that's when you want big players, yeah. You know, roll your sleeves up. Big players will say, I tell you what, under no circumstances are they scoring here.
Scared,
I might have had a sore face or whatever kind of thing, but that's what it's going to have to take. And that is the thing again. And listen, we can go on and batter the manager and say this and that kind of thing, but I'll say it again. He's inherited a squad of players that have been under two, possibly three previous managers. It's not the manager's fault. Listen, the manager can probably say he can do better. But he's got a squad of players here that need to do an awful lot better.
I've seen his record, I think it was the Echo this morning. His record now comes below the last two managers, doesn't it? In a number of games, what he's there. Which is, it's not great, but Sharpie is right, you know. You just got to, and it's easy for me to say, you know, you've got to try and, you know, just not be too rash and go with the flow, because we talked about it before on the show, he's inherited a lot of dead wood. There's a hell of a lot of dead wood.
Is that almost impossible not to feel the pressure, though, if you're Mark?
Of course he is. Of course he is. You know, absolutely. You've got 40,000 people turn up every home game day. Of course there's pressure that comes with that. Comes with everything. You're out the cup now. You know what? I haven't got to look forward to now between now and the end of the season. Very little.
Is the season over, Sharpie? Is that how it feels in your mind?
Play for pride,
I've heard Evertonian saying that
today. It's not. It's got to play for pride, as John says. It's still got to go and get as high up the league as it possibly can. As I said, it's his first season in charge. He'll be wanting that. But they have to improve. You know, it's about improving. It's about getting the best out of what he's got at the moment. You know, but as I said to somebody today, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to. His problems aren't going to go away overnight. His problems are massive in terms of players and depth of the squad. Squad's too big for a start, far too big for a start, but far too big with players who are going to come back from loan on big money, who are going to be hard to shift. So if they're hard to shift, they're just going to sit there and basically rot and just sit and pick up their money. It's wrong. It's totally wrong.
And they want
to play. And that's no fault of the manager. You know, that is something that's happened in the past and happened before with the two previous managers who've invested heavily in the squad. And the problem is, if you keep changing your managers as regularly as Everton have been doing over the last few years, this is the situation you'll get yourself in.
I'm just looking at the table there, and the one thing Everton have got to look between now and then is positivity. You know, you look at Mucking City, the manager, to try and, you know, motivate them. Now, you're looking away from Man United. I don't think they can catch Man United. They're 14 points ahead. But Watford are only, like, a few points ahead. Now, that's seventh place. Evertonians should say to the manager, we want seventh place. Look, it's just, we don't want to be finishing down there. We're a better squad than West Ham, Leicester, Wolves, you know, Watford, with all due respect. And we deserve to finish as high. And that's what the manager's got to get across to the players, to show, you know, Everton don't want to be, end of the season, looking at the league table and finish in the middle or whatever. You know, so, and it's for the fans. It's all about your pride and your passion, you know, for your club. And these players are getting ridiculous amounts of money, and they owe it to the fans who turn out. Everton are great support, and away from home, they sell out wherever they go, and at least they expect is 100% from the players. And the squad they've got now, I don't care what you say, it's better than Watford's squad for me and Wolves. But the manager's got to get a formula.
It's whether he can get the best out of them.
Whether he can get the best out of them as well.
Let's talk to some of the fans. It's the Radio City Legends, 01514720967. So Marco Silva, has he still got the support of the fan base? Let's talk with Joe first of all. Evening, Joe.
Hey, boys, you okay?
Hey, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
First of all, what are you feeling about the manager, Joe?
I think, you know, we've played the blame game for years. You know, Everton as a club have paid off £52 million worth of managers. You go out and you say to any manager, it's £52 million. You do what you can do with the club, they take it. So, but unfortunately, it hasn't worked that way. Now, we've brought a manager in who hasn't proven anything. You look at top managers, they've proved something. Sir Alex Ferguson aside, before they go and do something in this day and age. Not years ago with your Arsene Wengers and your Alex Ferguson and people like that. They've done something at places. You look at Jurgen Klopp, and I'm not like talking about him. But, you know, he's done it in Germany. Yeah, okay. Different style of football. He's come over here, he's doing it here. You look at, yes, they've got, you know, they've had more money, they've spent more money in the past, but there's only so many times you can blame a manager. You know, Martinez had a great first season, then it went downhill. So, you know, what's to say it's not going to be the opposite. Silva's had a poor season, you know, with, he's bought some players, he's brought players in, you know, you've got Luca Dean, who I think's fantastic. You've got Kurtz, who's one on loan, you know, does it for me, if I'm honest. I think he's a top-notch centre-half. Yeni Meaning, I'm a bit sceptical about. You've got Richarlison, who, you know, a high price tag, but, you know, an excellent player. So, you know, it's just not working at the minute.
Joe, you're right. The thing is, as well, you quite rightly said that he's come into, you're talking about managers, and people are saying, oh, what we're getting him in for, he's done this, he's done that, Hall, he's done this at Watford kind of thing. Let me tell you, under the circumstances, there would not be a lot of managers who would have looked at that and thought, wow, this is inviting, in terms of, you know, if they knew the background of it, of what he had at his disposal in terms of the squad of players he had that Koeman bought and Martinez and Allardyce kind of thing. The squad, if you look through the depth of the squad and what we've got and what we've shipped out in terms of on loans, Morales, people like that kind of thing, it was a massive rebuilding job, and it still is a massive rebuilding job, because those players that are coming back in the summer need to be shipped out, and that's where his problem's going to be, because he'll want to ship them out, but he can't. And it's been said before, that's why he didn't operate in the January window, because there ain't any money until they get rid of these players, and that is a big problem. And I don't care if you're Unai Emery or whoever, the ones that came in recently, they would have been hit with the same thing, the same obstacle of getting rid of these players. Now, these players have been under Koeman, they've been under Big Sam, some have been under Martinez. You know, you're talking about 3, 4, 5 years of these players where there's not been any success from them kind of thing, but they're still on the books. And whoever takes over is going to have the same problem. What I'll say to you now is, I think, should the results and the performance be better? I would say all day long they should be better. But what I'm saying to you as well, be careful, you know, about judging so early about the manager, when you've got to take into stock what he's actually inherited and how hard a job it's going to be. Of course, we want to see a team win. We're not happy with the performance all day long. Does he take the blame for that? He has to take the blame as well. He'll be first to admit that. But all I'm saying to you is, you look at that squad deep down, and I tell you what, you'll see that there's a lot of restructuring have to go on there.
Good job. Has he ever come out and pleaded a case for himself by saying, look, what we know, we've talked about all season, about the so-called dead wood and the play. He's never come out and said that, has he?
No.
So maybe he should have done that.
You're right there,
Joe. But sometimes when you get a job like that, there's a little bit of pressure. You say, well, look, it's going to take me time, obviously, because there's some players here that maybe are not what I want, who can't do what I want them to do. So, you know, you've got to bear with me. It's a long-term plan. And it's easy to say for me, but when you're never told and you see the results, you get frustrated, don't you? And that's when the backlash comes.
Of course you do. But, like, listen, I don't think he's not going to make excuses. He'll tell you he should do better. You know, I don't think there's an argument there. He knows he needs to do better. But all I'm saying from, and not necessarily sticking up from, but I'm looking at the squad of players, and that's my big worry going in. My big worry for next season is that all these players are going to come back in the summer, and I'm not sure if we're going to get rid of them. Mm. And then
it's the contract they're under as well. Like you said, you know, you're paying them the wages. I think someone put up to the day, I think it's something like it was £52 million we've paid out on managers, and we've got like £39 million worth of wages of players who either aren't even in the first team squad or aren't even at the club, they're out on loan. But what it did like was the thing with Balassi midweek, you know, Balassi thought himself, you know, I think he was looking at Everton's team thinking, I can get back in that team now. I'm doing well at Villa, which is probably his level. Mm. And he's come back and Silva said to him, you know, you're not in my plans. So, you know, I thought he was saying that because, you know, Balassi's come back with high hopes and, you know, Silva's just been honest. And that's what I like about him. I mean, it's just unfortunate that this year...
Yeah, Joe, don't you think that just sums up the modern player? Mm. That he's come back here knowing full well that he ain't going to play. So if that was me, I would have stayed at Villa.
I'd have stayed
at Villa because I was playing games. Okay.
Maybe so. Maybe he wants a Premier League club. Maybe, you know, we don't know who he's spoken to or, you know, what's up his sleeve, do we, to be fair?
We don't. But what I'm saying to you is, you imagine, when does the transfer window finish?
It's Thursday. Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay. I'll hope for him that he gets a move away and he plays regular football for... I think it was mentioned with Burnley today.
Middlesbrough, Newcastle.
If that's the case. But you've got to remember there as well, there's a guy that's went, Balassi, has went to Villa. Not pulled up any trees. No. Villa in the Championship. You know, so what does that tell you? You know, so what I'm saying is, that's another example of us paying a lot of money for Balassi. I think it was something like 28 million, Joe. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was.
It was, yeah, a lot of dough.
Far overpriced. Far, far overpriced. We never paid 28 million pounds in your life. But we paid it for him, thinking, yeah, great. And it's failed to deliver. You can look at Klaassen. You can look at all the other ones that paid it. And what I'm saying is, he's picking up the scraps now of other people's failings in the transfer market. And it's going to take a while to rid the club of all them.
Joe, nice one. Thank you.
This year. Terms of, sorry, just that quick. I think, you know, it's broke the record of our longest time without a trophy. You know, that's been unfortunate for him that he's come in this year to come up with that statistic. But at the same time, how long did Mourinho go without winning a trophy?
Exactly.
And other managers before him. So, you know, I would give him time because when I listen to him, you can see he's frustrated himself. You can see that. I see positives on it rather than negatives. I mean, you know, the county has gone down, so, you know, there is positive to look at.
Joe, nice one. Thank you very much indeed. Loads of Evertonians trying to get on tonight. So it's 6:47. It's the Radio City Legends. More of your calls next. 0151 4720 967.
Radio City Talk Travel Update with One Call Taxi app. Wherever you are, they are. Download the app today.
Nothing reported on the motorways or through the tunnels. The lights are still out in St Helens on King Street, just around the junction of Low Street. Still a little busy through Bootle with the works on Derby Road at Miller's Bridge, and replacement buses on Merseyrail between Liverpool South Parkway and Hunts Cross because of overrunning engineering works. I'm Sarah Hughes, that's the latest.
Making the right hire is a lot of little things that really add up.
How do I know I've made a great hire? I listen for feedback.
Plus 6 points.
I'll hear, Tony, the team couldn't be happier.
Plus 10 points.
Or, Tony, the team let the air out of your tyres.
Minus 20 points.
Then someone said, Tony, try Indeed.
Plus 30 points.
Millions of great candidates worldwide visit Indeed every day, and screener questions help me create my shortlist of applicants fast.
Post your job today at Indeed.com. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Sourcecom score total visits.
This is Radio City Talk.
Radio City Talk.
Reasons to be cheerful.
1, 2, 3.
BT Mobile have something for you. Retail therapy on us. Join online and you'll get a reward card to use in thousands of retailers. If you don't join, there's always window shopping. BT Mobile gives back more.
Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3.
BT. Be there.
For reward card terms, see bt.com/claimmyreward.
Great news, Mrs. Wilkes. For her first swimming lesson, she did very well. Didn't you, Josie?
Yes, I swam all on my own, Mummy.
Well done. And did she also learn the reverse 1.5 somersaults in the pike position?
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the new bacon double cheeseburger. Just £1.99 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m., price and participation may vary.
Life's too short for traffic.
But with trains every 15 minutes between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m, you can get affordable, flexible travel with a Merseyrail monthly pass. Get going with Merseyrail. Plan your journey at merseyrail.org. Frequency varies by line before 7 a.m. and after 7 p.m.
When you buy the award-winning Alfa Romeo Giulia or the Stelvio Performance SUV, you can pretend it's for the 5-year warranty, the 3 years free servicing, 5 years roadside assistance, or the 5 years 0% APR. But the real reason is, you just want an Alfa Romeo. Start something beautiful. Visit alfaromeo.co.uk.
5 years or 75,000 miles warranty. Minimum 35% customer deposit. 60 months term. HB sales until 31st of March 2019. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. Alfa Romeo Financial Services.
At QuickFit, we know how important it is to have a reliable set of tyres on your car or van, particularly when you're driving in wintry weather. So come and see us and we'll check the condition of your tyres for free. We have over 600 centres across the UK. Just book online or head down to your local QuickFit today and drive away happy, whatever the weather.
At Argos, say hello to new. Our new range is out now online and in our new catalogue, with thousands of products included. Save 25% on Silent Night, including beds and bedding with code SILENT25. With Argos, you're good to go. Conditions apply, subject to availability, offer ends 12th of February.
Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell.
Did you know that winning postcodes are announced every single day with People's Postcode Lottery? Only playing postcodes are entered, so the prizes are always won. It costs just £10 a month to play in all draws. Join in with your postcode to play at postcodelottery.co.uk. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. Players must be over 16. Terms and conditions apply. Please play responsibly. Be gamble aware.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Fanatic about football, passionate about fans. Have your say on 0151 4720 967.
The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie.
Radio City and Radio City Talk.
10 to 7. Maybe understandably there's not a lot of Liverpool calls, but it's quite a few Blue calls tonight. And people have got different opinions about the manager. Of course, Sharpie's made his case. Different calls with different thoughts. So we've got Phil on next, who thinks that maybe it is time for Silva to leave. Evening, Phil.
Evening, boys.
Hello, Phil.
Sharpie, a few points earlier. I mean, I understand what you're saying about time and things, but you know yourselves, in football, you do what you're good at and do it well. You don't try and do things you're not good at, because teams just fire you out. We've got people at the back trying to play football, and they can't do it without Alan Anthony or Bobby Moore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at set pieces and corners against, you've got people marking space. And ask the crowd that scored a goal against Everton's defence, because anyone with a running jump had scored against you. You know, I just think someone should go in that changing room and just say to him, listen, we don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting caught out every week. We're sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fans know what's going to happen. He should know what's going to happen. We can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, Sharp, you know, I've been thinking about Arteta, because I know you're saying it's too much, but I just think he's worked with Guardiola, he's worked with Wenger, he played for Everton. And you can't say, well, you know, he's had no experience. But now there's Silva. Silva's had Watford and Hull.
I know what you're saying. Listen, and what you're saying, you've got good points. But what difference does it make when Arteta comes in? He's going to just pick up the same group of players that Silva's got to work with. Yeah, he might have different ideas about zonal marking and this and that. And what you said there was spot on. If I was playing or John was playing, and we were conceding the goals, we were conceding everything else, we'd be the first in the door saying, listen, Gaffer, this ain't working, I'm not happy with this. Neville Southall would be saying, we're no defending like this, I don't want this, I want two guys on the post, I want this is what I'm comfortable at doing. Now, I agree with that, and I look at it and I say every time, I said before the game at the weekend, every set piece we look vulnerable, whether it be the way we're marking or the responsibility at times. I know leaves it's always with the manager at the end, but players need to take responsibility. I think this is a time where players need to show their strength. And the worrying thing for me, I'm looking at it and I'm not sure if there's that many that are going to show that strength.
Yeah, I'm the same, Sharpie. I'm looking at it. I just think, we're Everton Football Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's stand up and be calm. And I'm looking around thinking, who's going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
There's no one there that can do it. I mean, if Jags was still young enough, I think, you know, he'd probably go in and have a word, but. You know, someone's got to say something, because no one's happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even sometimes at the game and you listen, and before the corner comes in, you can't hear who's on him tight. You can't hear talking.
No.
It's just quiet.
No. Well, I think the way they're defending is exposing the goalkeeper, and I think the goalkeeper, for me, needs to take the responsibility. And I think the manager and the goalkeeper should speak, and I'm sure they do, you know, and then see what they want to do, you know. Because if I'm the goalkeeper and I'm conceding goals right, left and centre from set pieces, I'm not happy. I'm thinking, what's going on? This is a joke every time the ball's in the box. So there needs to be some discussion. It'll be interesting to see if he changes his system. I think the people who were slating Martinez were slating him because he didn't change and he was stubborn and he wouldn't change. I'll be interesting to see if the manager changes, whether it's the way they set up in terms of formation-wise, whether he needs to change it that way and play two holding midfielders or whatever. It'll be interesting to see, because I think, listen, he's sitting there watching it and he's not happy as well. And he'd be pulling his hair out. But I still think that set pieces-wise, we need to do better as a team. But I think individuals need to take responsibility.
Sharpie, can I just put a bit of context on perhaps the history with Marco Silva and conceding from set pieces? So Everton have conceded 14 goals from set pieces in all competitions, including all three on Saturday. From dead balls, his Watford side shipped 17 of 44 goals from set pieces. His Hull City team, 14 from 36 goals from set pieces. So it's something that's continued throughout all three managerial stints in the Premier League.
Right, what I'll say then, OK, if that's what we're looking at Everton and what he's doing, I tell you what, why don't we go back to what Sam Allardyce done?
No, all I'm saying is it's clearly a continuous issue, isn't it?
What I'm saying to you is, so you have to say, what do you want? I know everybody can see that defensively it's not good enough. Everybody can see that. But do we want to go back to the situation where we go ultra-defensively? Can we have a bit of both? I think we can have a bit of both. I think we need, as a team, to defend better. And it's not just the centre-backs. It's the whole team have to defend better, have to take more about it, as we're talking about it now. Take more responsibility, have more pride and passion in what you're doing. Listen, it used to be a goalkeeper in the back four's delight if they kept a clean sheet. Mm. I'm not sure if you've still got that. I'm certainly not going to Everton. You know, I'm sure the goalkeeper wants to keep a clean sheet. I don't think they work hard enough at keeping a clean sheet. Go back to all the teams. Look at the Arsenal team, you know, and Tony Adams.
You pride yourself on, don't you?
Yeah. And I just think we've lost that. And it's a case of, you know, we go a goal down and it's heads down, with nobody looking at each other. I just think it's changed, and I think we need to get back to being, quite really, as the caller says, an Everton team that's difficult to beat.
Sometimes you've got to take, you know, a couple of steps backwards, you know, and Sharpie's right. You're leaking goals. You've got to get the confidence back. And the only way you do that is to grind results out and get that clean sheet. Win 1-0. Win the next game 1-0. And it just breeds confidence along the way and you can build on it. You know, but if you keep on leaking goals and silly goals, especially off set plays, it does your head in. You know what I mean? When you can defend really well for 90 minutes. You can have two corners against and bang, bang, in the back of net. Ah, as a defender, well, not a defender from anyone's point of view.
Joe's still on the line, yeah.
Joe, you still, what would you do?
Phil, what would you do?
Go to Huddersfield tomorrow. What would you do? Would you change personnel? Would you change system?
Well, obviously, with the other fellow, I don't like him in any way, Sharpie, to be honest. I think for the size of him, he just put a hole in a wet paper bag. Yeah. I just think I'd play Zuma. I think Zuma's done all right since he's been, to be honest.
Yeah.
I played Zuma with Keane. Mm-hmm. But I just say to the defenders, all I want you to do is defend. Win your headers, win your towels. Give the ball to someone who can play. I don't want you to play anymore because I'm giving too many goals away.
Yeah. Listen, you know, and then, I was thinking about it the other night, and I'm just thinking to myself, and it was a bit more for the forward thing. I'm just growing up. I know you're giving that age away here now. As a fullback, what's your job? For me, the fullback's job is to make sure nobody gets outside them. Stop the crosses. Don't give away fouls. Don't give away set pieces. But be strong defensively. And if you can get forward to attack, that's what you have to do.
Go and help out. If you're getting forward, then the left back sort of pulls along. So it's like the piece of string.
Yeah.
You sort of go and you cover this side.
I don't think it's changed that much, but I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, okay, what's your wide player's job? My wide player's job is to get on the ball, go past people, be dangerous, be a threat, get crosses into the box, have shots on goal. Has that changed? I don't think so. But I just look at them now and I'm just thinking, Everybody's got into this habit now of thinking, pass possession. If I pass it to him, that's another 1% on my thing. When
that's a possibility. Some people do that.
Look at my stats. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. I've had 84 completed passes. Yeah. Yeah, you have done because you've passed somewhere. You had.
And how many assists? Naught.
Yeah.
How many goals?
How many shots at goal?
It's true. Yeah, it's right. You know, people. But do you know, tomorrow, I think it's nearly a perfect game. It isn't for the manager because he's looking at the bottom of the league coming and things might go. But it's not. They've only scored 16 goals. And they will do exactly the same as what Cardiff. Cardiff.
Millwall
done. You know what I mean? They'll try and get the set plays and work on that because they constantly haven't got goals in them. Mm-hmm. Now, Everton, perfect chance to get a clean sheet tomorrow against us and win the game. If it's 1-0, doesn't matter. 1-0, 3 points. It's something you can build on. And for me, it's a perfect game.
Phil, just very quickly, are you comfortable with tomorrow or are you a bit concerned?
No, I'm a bit concerned, to be honest. Because there'll be low on confidence. And I don't think we've got a style of play, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So when we saw Pienaar and Bain going down the left, people could say, well, what's going down the left? But I'm looking at him and thinking, what have we got? What is it that we can hurt people with?
I think he's got to go with pace tomorrow, and I think he's got Richarlison one side. I wouldn't be surprised, Phil, if he brings back Walcott. Very quickly, who would you put up front?
I'd have to play Calvert-Lewin because he's a centre-forward, to be honest.
Yeah. I think he might go with Tosin just the fact that he scored. He
scored the weekend, didn't he?
Might
set him on the
ground. Probably right, Sharp, yeah.
Right, we're going to move on. We had a red. He's just dropped off the line. Oh, would you believe it? I think Kev wanted to talk about signings. Disappointed that there's been no signings in this window of note. And, of course, the transfer window shuts on Thursday. Nothing's going to happen, is it?
No, he said that, hasn't he? He's looking at the players coming. Oh, I think Joe Gomez had a little bit of a setback, you know, but he's not too far away. Loveland's back to training now, so he's got the three centre-halves. Mm. You know, for tomorrow's, Wednesday's game, a little bit of a problem with right-back because, obviously, Trent's out, bad looks of it. Milner can't fill in. He's suspended. Gomez is out, you know, got the young lad Camacho, which I don't think so, but you know, Fabinho can play in there. If he's fit, I'm sure he'll play Fabinho there, which Wijnaldum's coming back anyway, so he'll play midfield with Anderson and probably Shaq in alongside him there. So I think the other option he may have is to put Lovren centre off and play Matip right back. It's not ideal, but you'd rather have Matip up there than young Camacho, to be quite honest. You've got the experience, you know, defensively.
Right, we've got our caller, Kev, back, who did want to talk about signings in this window. Evening to you, Kev.
Hiya, good evening, lads.
Hi, Kev.
I just thought I'd give Sharpie a rest.
Yeah, cheers, Kev. I thought it was never coming, flipping it. I'm away now.
I don't know what you think, Aldo, but I'm concerned about the lack of cover in our defence because, you know, obviously Gomez has had a setback. We don't know about Arnold. Obviously, Milner's banned for Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, Matip and Lovren don't do it for me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we are a Van Dijk injury away from just totally in combustion.
Yeah, that's fair comment. Yeah, no, to lose him would be huge. We know that. He's a man mountain. You know, he's back Lovren now training, so he's available, which helps because as long as Van Dijk's fit, you can play anyone alongside him. Gomez preferably, obviously, you know, do a decent job alongside him.
Because Fabinho's been all right there, you know what I mean?
Done all right there, you know, but, you know, tomorrow he won't have to because he's got the cover back now anyway there. We're just Gomez. Yeah. We need Gomez because, obviously, Robinson, the cover for me for Robinson would be Gomez, you know, because, you know, young Moreno, I just think he's a liability at times.
Yeah.
But, you know, Trent's not too far away as Gomez isn't, you know, maybe a couple of weeks. Trent's probably a week or so, do you reckon?
Yeah.
So once he comes back, you know, hopefully nothing happens to them. We're okay. So I can see why the manager doesn't want to go in and upset the apple cart by bringing someone in who's not going to play. I know some people say, and you know, it's fair comment when they're saying, like, you know, Matip is injury prone because he is, and Lovren's injury prone because he is, and Gomez is injury prone. He's been a bit unlucky more than the other ones.
Yeah.
And that's fair comment, you know, but, you know, you've got to go with it, haven't you?
Yeah, I know. I read on the internet that I think Lovren has never played more than six consecutive games for us. And I don't know who that is. Yeah, wow. I don't know who it is, but that's what someone said. And when you think back, you think, well, you know, possibly, yeah.
Mm, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Let's get our statisticians onto that one, won't we? Oh,
have we got some?
Yeah, no.
Let's producer Christian. See what he can come up with.
So are you going to game on Wednesday, yeah?
Going to game Wednesday. But just bringing Sharpie again. I know we've spoken before about VAR. Sharpie, you've got my condolences, mate. If that happened to us, I'd be absolutely fuming.
It's just the fact that it's not, listen, they get it wrong, they get it right, but I think if you're in a competition, whether it's the League Cup, the World Cup, whatever, it's got to be there for everybody. You can't just have it for the game at Chelsea on the Sunday and not have it at Millwall on the Saturday. That's
exactly
not right.
Well, don't remember last season, he said, oh, no, there's no replays in the sixth round.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, to me, the FA Cup and the, whatever, the Carabao Cup, whatever it is now, they've both been ruined by the people who run it, the authorities. The FA, you know, letting United get away with it for them, not going to the World Cup, and then semi-finals at Wembley, and then the likes of, say, if Liverpool are having Digital Marine or one of them, and Marine had to play it at their ground instead of moving it to Anfield or Goulson to get the money, and that would get them, set them up for two, three seasons. Wouldn't let them do it.
No, I know.
You know, and then
and it's greed as well, isn't it, Kev? You know, the semi-final for me, you know, at Wembley is nonsensical. It was all about getting to Wembley for the final. That was the big thing when we were young, you know, growing up. But it's greed because, you know, the package that comes in monetary-wise for the FA is massive, and that's the way they do it. You know, it's just not right. And you're right, it does devalue the competition.
Yeah, 6 million for the winners, yet your Champions League quarter finalists got like 70 million. You know what the club's going to go for? You know what I mean? For the last night, Chelsea, Sheffield Wednesday, 6 o'clock on a Sunday night. Oh, come on.
I know.
Hang on. And then tonight, the draw, we got to watch BBC One One show for the draw. And
there's a game as well, isn't there? Is it Barnet?
Barnet Brentford. The draw tonight's going to be like a Zenith Data Systems with a couple of Premiership teams in.
A lot of Premiership teams, because what you're saying is some of them are, because the two worried most of them about keeping the quality players to keep them in the league or to rest them in the league. There's only six. I think there's only five or six Premier teams left in the competition, which is amazing for this round. Fifth round. Yeah. Crazy.
Kev, thanks for your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Kev.
What do you both make of Mauricio Pochettino's comments then? So he said, it only builds your ego, the FA Cup. In reality, the most important thing is being consistently in the top four. Obviously, there's been a sour grapes because his team have gone out against Crystal Palace. But he's devaluing the cup there, isn't he, as well?
Yeah, he is. It's not the word that you'd use, ego, would it?
I think he's got...
Maybe that was an interpretation problem for him. He didn't find the right word.
He was talking last week about seeing how he was in four competitions and how well he was doing, kind of thing.
And how quickly that can change.
But let me tell you, they're another club. Watch this space. They're another club who are now on just there on the limit. And for them to go there, they're going to have to spend money. They won't be able to do it. Now, you just watch... I'll guarantee you in the next year, 18 months, Harry Kane, Dele Alli will be...
Go.
Yeah. Son.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're just there at the moment at on the cusp of things, and they need to make that. But with the new stadium and everything else and the money and the wage structure and everything else, it doesn't happen for them this year. It's another year.
That's why they haven't bought any players this year. It's obvious, you know, and they're not doing it because the stadium, it took all the... You know, you first of all, you put it on the pitch, don't you? You put it on the pitch first of all, then you look after the stadium afterwards, you know. And they've meant to just took it a bit too far.
Just before we get to a break, we haven't mentioned Idrissa Gueye yet. So PSG have made a bid for him, £21.5 million. And of course, I think we brought it up on the show 3 weeks ago. And at the time, everyone was like, are they really interested in him? They are. They've made that bid. That doesn't look enough money.
No.
Is there a price by which Everton all of a sudden start changing their opinion? Because Marco Silva has said today, he's important to our fabric.
Listen, at the end of the day, the manager has the final say in it. He should have the final say in it, whether he wants to keep him or not. He says he wants to keep him. Listen, if they come in with something ridiculous, but no, I can't see him moving.
That would send out the wrong signals at this moment in time for Everton. Dear me, he's one of the better players, isn't he?
What did he say, 20?
21.5.
No, but Solanke went for 19 million. With all due respect to him, what's Drissa Gay worth then? It's got to be 40 or something like that, unless the bargaining tool to start on. But for my Everton simply can't sell him.
But you mentioned off air, there is the problem with the player power now. We saw it with Coutinho. He had to stay an extra window year.
Yeah, but we got top dollar for him. Yeah. So everyone in the end was fairly happy, although it wasn't perfect. You know, so it's the same with him. If he goes, they've got to get 45 million-ish Everton, you know, and it should be on Everton terms. You should say, well, you're playing for the next 3 months. We're in a bit of a turmoil here. We've paid you great wages. We've put you on the map. You owe it to our fans. You get knuckled down there. And if you do the business at the end of the year and they give us what we want, you go. End of story.
That might be the conversation. But does that come from the director of football? Is that a Marcel Brands conversation? Is that a manager conversation?
No,
how does that work? That's the manager thing, is it?
The manager's got to have the final say for me. He's got to have the final say. He's got to have a say. They might have a discussion. What do you think? If he wants him to stay, listen, he might look at it and say, I'm a fan, but I'm not a big fan. If we're getting that amount of money for him, I think we're daft if we've got somebody in the wings that he can bring in who can do as good a job. Mm. But I think he's the final say. If he doesn't want him to go, he doesn't want him to go. Okay. I don't think it's a case of letting them go.
Let's see if anything develops this week. Radio City Legends, 7:10. We'll ease the pressure off Sharpie next. It's a game of pens. Surely you can win that.
Join us for our LFC events in 2019. From an evening of darts with Bobby George, Peter Manley, John Aldridge and Steve McMahon, and the chance to play golf alongside LFC Legends, to concert hospitality for Take That, Pink and Bon Jovi, we've got something for everyone in 2019. Visit liverpoolfc.com/LFC events or call 264-2222.
I've won the jackpot!
Congratulations. But before you collect your winnings, please run a marathon. On your hands. Dressed as a clown.
At Play Ojo, the online casino, we don't make it difficult for you to access your winnings. Anything you win with us is paid in cash, with no wagering requirements and no restrictions, giving you full control over your money. Visit playojo.com, the fair casino. Play Ojo. Please play responsibly.
Finding your perfect new home can be tough, so if you keep missing out,
it's time to search at
On the Market.
There are thousands of new properties to buy or rent every month at onthemarket.com. 24 hours or more before they're on Rightmove or Zoopla.
On the Market.
See them first. Set up a property alert today.
Search onthemarket.com to find your perfect home.
If you're in the market, search onthemarket.com. See onthemarket.com/new and exclusive. Agents specify exclusivity.
I'm from a small town in Lancashire, and growing up, I just always wanted to move away. But then my geography teacher took us rambling. So I'm there, walking through nature, and he begins explaining our home to us, why it's so special. He showed me the trails my grandfather took, and also his grandfather before him. That teacher taught geography, but really, he was teaching me who I was.
Teaching. Every lesson shapes a life. Use a subject you love to inspire a generation. Search Get Into Teaching.
Right, kids, this is how you ski.
You shouldn't have to choose between a new boiler and the things you love this winter. We're with you. That's why all our new boilers come with 2 years interest-free credit, nothing to pay up front, and a 5-year British Gas warranty. So you can keep your savings for... some skiing lessons.
You okay, Dad?
Book a quote by the 28th of February, and once we've installed your boiler, we'll give you a £150 gift card to treat yourself. Search British Gas New Boiler. Credit subject to status, conditions apply.
Business owners, we know how hard you work for your business. At Santander, we think it's time you got something back. Get cash back with a new Santander 123 Business Current Account. It's business, but not as usual. Cash back up to £300 annually on credit turnover. Monthly fee £12.50. For UK-based companies with up to 2 directors, owners or partners aged 18 plus. T's and C's apply.
2 bananas, 4 slightly frozen goji berries, half a spoon of flax seeds.
Ugh. Fresh starts, eh? At BMW, we don't want you to bother with the boring. For only £39, our technicians will top up your BMW's vital fluids, check key components, and finish off with a wash and vacuum. Give your BMW a liquid detox. Search BMW service to book online today. Participating BMW centres only. Component checks may vary. Offer ends 31st of March 2019.
Your dog's an important part of the family. So make them part of your next holiday at Sykes Holiday Cottages. You only need a £20 deposit to set your Sykes on your dream getaway and give your furry family members the holiday they deserve. Stop daydreaming. Start sightseeing. Book online today with only a £20 deposit at sykescottages.co.uk. And don't forget the dog. T's and C's apply.
Call now 0151 4720 967.
An hour of football banter and debate. The Legends.
Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Let's have a game of pens between the boys, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. Sharpie 15, Aldo 14.
Wow, what a run.
This could be the leveller.
Could be.
Or could not.
Yeah.
What a gigantic collapse it would be for you, Sharpie. You were about 10 ahead at one point, I think.
Oh, there you go.
All right, let's get on. Who's first up tonight?
Graham.
Yeah, I think it may be me. I'm going to go three.
Number three. Give me the full name, that's first and second names, of the new Huddersfield Town manager.
No idea.
So give me the full name. It's what? Seager?
Somebody Seager or something.
Seed.
Yeah. Yeah, Helmut Seager.
Helmut? What did you say?
No idea.
It's Jan Schuett.
That's him.
That's the fella. Okay, unfortunately, that wasn't correct. Question three. John, go on.
I'll go question two.
Question two. Name the song and the artist. So our producer, Christian, moved this. It's normally question one, but he moved it to question two today. Who is this? It's a bit more difficult.
Oh, behave yourself, difficult.
Kraftwerk.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
And the model.
What's it?
The model, Kraftwerk.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. He didn't even need it playing twice. Very good.
You need to change them, by the way.
Well, if you got them, you'd get them right.
Yeah, but he needs to change that, Christian. Five.
Here we go. Mystery voice.
Ooh, you always get them as well.
Okay. Who is this? Easy peasy.
A little bit more.
Okay, do you want to hear it again?
No.
Mystery voice.
A little bit more also.
No, that's easy.
It's Cara.
Missed that! A little bit at the end, just got it for you.
A little bit at the end, yeah.
I was going to see John Joe Kenny at one stage.
And it's his birthday today.
I knew he was going to see
it
that.
It was Cara's.
Cara's?
Is it?
Did you know?
Every mystery voice, it's his birthday.
Yeah. So you look in the paper, don't you, in the morning? Producer Christian, stop putting those in the quiz.
Do you know what? He's listening. Happy birthday, Cara, anyway.
That's a sign of lazy journalism.
You're going to ring him on the way home and he'll tell you it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
41 years old. Happy birthday, Jimmy Carragher.
He's a young 41, isn't he?
John, go on.
Looking for the Liverpool question here. I'll go number six.
Number six. Who scored the opening goal in the game between Millwall and Everton?
Oh, come on.
The opening goal? Richarlison.
Hold on a minute. Were you out in the weekend, Christian? Because you've done no research whatsoever.
Just following the script here.
Unbelievable. Sharpie. One.
Number one. Oh, well, you get this because you would have been watching. Who won a landmark victory at Torrey Pines yesterday?
Yeah, Justin Rose.
Nice and easy.
Did
he? Missed that!
We should say congratulations to Paul Waring from Bromborough Golf Club, who came third, tied with Ian Poulter.
Did he?
And Sergio Garcia at the Dubai Desert Classic.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Paul's a tremendous lad.
Yeah, I've met him. He's a nice lad.
Yeah. He's still in the sunshine. He's not back home, but well done to Paul. His family. Fantastic stuff from him. And nearly hold out on the 18th as well. Oh. Anyway, John.
Brilliant. Well,
big one
four,
for you.
Last one, isn't it?
This can be the winner.
Going to tiebreak this. No, I don't think it's going to get 3 out of 3.
What club did former Reds keeper Danny Ward join after leaving Liverpool? So what club did he join after leaving Liverpool?
Leicester.
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 That was ridiculous. You need to get out more questions. goal against Millwall? Where did we get that from?
They were easy. They were easiest, yeah. Deadly, they were.
You seem to be picking the right ones.
Pick the right numbers, yeah.
There you go. There's the sheet. No cheating going on here.
15 all, Sharpie.
15-15. Sharpie's calling for VAR and all sorts. Let's get back to the phone lines. We can squeeze a couple of callers in. Liverpool, let's focus in on them. And our next caller on the Radio City Legends is Dom. Evening, Dom.
Hi, gents. You all right?
Hi, Dom.
Hello, Dom.
I just wanted to talk really about the transfer situation at the moment with Liverpool. I think there's been a little bit of concern about the fact that we've let Klein go at right back and then all of a sudden we're struggling to find players there, and also the centre-half situation. I know a lot of questions are being asked, like, should we have brought someone in short-term on loan, stuff like that, and it is a bit of a concern. But I think with the players coming back, we should be okay. But in general as well, I'd like to talk about Michael Edwards and the role that he's played at Liverpool the last few seasons. I think if you go to Anfield and you mention the name Michael Edwards, not many people are really aware of the role that he has at the club. And, you know, from outside the club, everyone says Liverpool would have spent all this money. But for me, every signing so far has been almost spot on. You could question that the big money signing out of all them, maybe Keita hasn't yet shown what he's capable of, but you watch him week in, week out. I think arguably he's the only central midfielder we've had, bar Chamberlain also, that picks up the ball and actually just runs straight at their midfielders, which I think over time will come out more about him. But the point about Michael Edwards is that he's done all our business so far, so under the radar. No one talks about it. It just gets done in such an efficient way. And you compare that to a club like United, where Woodward is in the media all the time, in the press, his role. I think the point is that we've got such a good, efficient system behind the scenes. And that needs to be maybe recognised a bit more.
It clearly works, Dom, doesn't it? And do you know what? Most people probably wouldn't even recognise Michael Edwards.
No, Dom does because it's his son. No, Dom. No, do you know what? You're spot on, mate, because, you know, I used to cringe, you know, going back when I started doing the commentary for City with Steve and some of the dealings we did, you know, in the noughties, you know, and not too long ago. And you look and bringing players in that were in good enough, that wouldn't even got on our reserve side. And you look at what's that all about? What's that all about? And you used to get him mad. But Liverpool, all of a sudden, since Klopp's come in particular, you know, I think Brendan Rodgers done a decent job, brought some good players in, you know, and Klopp's took it further now. He's actually bringing players in that are either as good or better than what we've had before. And that's what you should be looking for. Not going out and getting players that'll do them for a short period of time or, you know, lesser. He's looking to enhance the squad, enhance the team, bring better in. Okay, it might be a bit more costly with the likes of Van Dijk and the goalkeeper, but it has done. You know, unfortunately, we've had the money from Coutinho to do most of the damage with. But, you know, Michael Edwards and the scouting system, it's 100 times better than it was, mate. Brilliantly, doing a great job.
Yeah, you even go just back 5 years ago when we got Suarez money. You know, that money spent, look now, we've got Markovic sat there. He's just the forgotten man. So you compare it now to the money that we've got in for Coutinho and the business that they've done. And you've got to, it needs to be recognised as well. I think Klopp's obviously come in and said, look, this is the way it needs to work. And I'll identify the players with the help of the recruiting system, because I think the recruiting system also, the people behind there don't really get the credit they deserve.
Dom's on the team. He's on the recruitment team. Dom, you made some top points. Thank you very much indeed. We're just going to shift on, get one final call in. This one on Everton. And Tony's our final corner on the Radio City Legends. Evening, Tony.
Evening, Graham. Evening, all of you. All right, boys.
Hi, mate. All right, Tom. You're right, pal. Just miles away there.
I'm sorry, mate. Graham, just... Again, it's going to be on defending, isn't it? Why he keeps changing the defence? I don't know. I thought he would have played Leighton Baines as well, to be honest, with Kurt Zouma. Because Baines, he played well against Lincoln. Got out of the match.
Yeah.
And obviously, Luca Digne, he made well, I thought he was poor, to be honest.
Yeah, he made two mistakes when he's given away free kicks. But honestly, Dania has been good for us this year. I think he's been a decent signing. But I agree with you. I agree with you that Bainsey did well, certainly against Lincoln. But I think when you're looking at he's number one left back now. I think it's going to be Lucas Dania.
Yeah, that's understandable. But they still need games, don't they? These players. I mean, I thought he would have started with Cenk Tosun as well.
I just think, I think very quickly, I just think he's looked at the game, he's been told how important it is, how he had to field a strong side, and I think that's why he done it. I think that's why he done it. Backfired on.
Yeah, I understand that, mate. Personally, I'd have played Zouman in front of Mina. That would have been a strong start for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what this zonal marking is, because every time we don't win the first ball, we concede. And then... Sorry, go on,
Tony. On you go. Listen.
No, and then obviously, I mean, it didn't help. Obviously, the run up to the game, like what's gone on. No one's really touched on that tonight. But what's going on outside the ground? I mean, I was going to take my daughter. She started against it, but I said to her, it just wasn't safe. I mean,
no.
It's a good call. So, tell you what, Tony, good call that was, mate. I tell you.
So sad.
No, honestly,
so sad. In this day and age, they're still. Well, listen, I'm still there. I'm talking about them. That they're still out there and they can still cause the problems that they're causing. Absolutely horrendous.
And the police, I tell you what, I know people and whatever who's there and weren't involved. The police was shocking. Shocking. But they knew, Tony, they knew what could have been expected and they didn't take the safeguards.
I mean, when you're looking at safeguarding fans, that culture that was attacked, they had to get off. They had to get off that coach. No, I know violence and all that shouldn't be in the game. But these people have got this coach, and the lads who've gone on the train, they might have been expecting it. But these people who've gone on the coach, they weren't expecting violence. They've gone on the coach to protect themselves. They've even attacked this coach, and apparently they've had to get off the coach and walk.
Tony, very quickly, talk about different things. About, you know, 5:30 on a Saturday night. Whoever sanctioned that.
They're a joke. Exactly. Because you've got two football clubs in history of Ireland against each other. Mm. You've got a lot. I mean, the coach I was going to go on, that left at 6 o'clock in the morning. And that's 6 hours of drinking.
Tony, really glad you brought it up. Thank you very much for being the final call on the Radio City Legends. We've got 20 seconds. Everton tomorrow at Huddersfield. Need to demonstrate what, Sharpie?
5-0.
Need to demonstrate 5-0.
Need to demonstrate the desire to keep a clean sheet and win the game.
Okay, Liverpool confident against Leicester.
But try and get back to normality. Yeah, get a nice clean sheet and get the 3 points.
Thank you, boys. Radio City Legends returns on Thursday. We'll see you then.
The earth is flat. The earth is dull. The earth is predictable.
So set course for Planet Millions and discover a world of slots games with favorites like Starburst, Baking Bonanza, Rainbow Riches, and thousands of pounds to be won. Sign up for your 25 free spins at planetmillions.com. New players over 18 only. Free spins valid 7 days. 60 times wagering required. Max win £100. Terms apply. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the sound of us kids eating a sugary split pot yogurt.
Yummy!
And this is the sound of us kids eating a lower sugar yogurt.
Yummy!
Cutting out half the sugar from their yogurt is easy. Just one or two everyday swaps can really make a difference. So make a swap when you next shop. Search Change for Life for more lower sugar swap ideas.
Welcome, Mr. Jones. We have you and Mrs. Jones booked in for the anniversary package with the aromatic rose petal bath and the couples massage. When will your wife be joining us?
She couldn't get out of work, so I bought Brian from football.
All right.
Like getting your money's worth?
Enjoy the delicious Mayo Chicken, just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m., price and participation may vary.
Drivers, this should raise a smile.